Parshas Nitzavim, even though Chazal don't tell us this klar, we know all the parashis on Mesudah according to this man. Chazal do tell us that Parshas Kisavoy is read prior to Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says in the Megillah, Tochel Shono Klol Yisrael. That was last week's Parsha. Last week's Parsha was the Toichacha. So, Tochel Shono Klol Yisrael, Kilu, the Klolos are over. Right? The year ends, the Klolos end, everything is Baruch Shepetrani. So, first of all, it's a Modna Maisa. That's number one. What does that mean, Tochel Shono Klol Yisrael? The way to get rid of the Klolos is to do Tshuva. It's automatic. The year goes by. Tochel Shono Klol Yisrael. What does it even mean? Also, we find that there's a boundary between the Klolos and Rosh Hashanah. So it's not Tochel Shono Klol Yisrael. We have a new year. We have Parshas Nitzavim. Parshas Nitzavim somehow is a mechitza between the Klolos and Rosh Hashanah. We always read Parshas Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah. In fact, this is found Mefurish in Chazal. The Zohar HaKadosh says Mefurish. That Hayoyim is talking about Rosh Hashanah. Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim, the Zohar says is Rosh Hashanah. So there's somehow, this is the, so what, how do you merge the Tochel Shono Klol Yisrael and Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim? So clearly there's a Hemshech here. It's a very difficult Chazal, we very often discuss the beginning of the parasha. Rashi brings down the Chazal. Kemat hard to read it. Rashi says that when it says Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim Kulchem, Zok the Rebbe, what was the Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim Kulchem? So Rashi says that L'maisa Klal Yisrael, after they heard the Klolos, they mamish were Lefisho Yisroel. They were mamish Hayriku Pneim. After they heard all of these klolos that Moshe Rabbeinu said in Parshas Kisavai, 98 klolos. Poshet Hayriku Pneim. Omu miyuchal lamoid beile. Who could withstand such klolos? This is mamish. So Moshe Rabbeinu told him, Zog tzichnisht. Don't worry. Harbi chastim l'mokim. Moshe Rabbeinu says, don't worry. Harbi chastim l'mokim. You did a lot. Harbi chastim l'mokim. V'lo yosu imochem kliya. V'arei atem kayomim l'fonov. It's amod demais. Moshe Rabbeinu just told us a whole parasha of klolos. If you don't listen to Hashem. And then what? So klai yisol hiriku pneim. Fortman gesagt, good, they got the message. Baruch Hashem, gewaldig, hayriku pneim. That's the tachlis. I always tell Balabatim that I could give for 35 years. It's already 35 years I'm giving Shabbos Shuvah Drashas. And after Shabbos Shuvah Drashas, they always tell me, Mamish, the Rav said exactly what the Olam has to hear, Mamish. And then the year goes the same. I don't see any significant changes. Right? Noch Yom Kippur. The same thing. It's a pshat. Pshat is because everybody doesn't take it to themselves. That's pasha pshat. The Rav Mamish told the Olam what the Olam has to hear. Rather me not. Yen it for the Olam. Punkt the Mamish. What I always want to tell the Olam, the Rav said exactly what I would also tell the Olam. So now it was a Riku Pneim. This was a Grand Slam Shabbos Shuvah Drosh. It's Matzliach given. Moshe was Matzliach. Hayriku Pneim. So what does Moshe tell them? Harbi Chastam Lomok. Floya Simachim Kliyev Aretim Kayomim Lofonov. You're here? It's not Pela Nifla. I'm sure Pela Nifla. Taka 30, when we started the Masifta 30 years ago, Abeli could tell us exactly. The first class. Rebbe Eliphron was the first high school class. So given people before him. I've talmidim then that were older than me. Shalom Ronis, we had the first chabura I started with, the Beis Medrash Baruch Hu, some were older than me. Not David Yosef, but they were talmidim in the yeshiva that were older than me. Mori Gold. I've talmidim that are older than me. That original group. But Lamaisa, so when I was talking to the Masifta then, I gave a marshal. I said, the first day of the year, ninth graders come in. And you know, ninth grade, it's a new experience. It's a statistical serious. The original, yeah, I was the ninth grade Rebbe, right? And it's more serious thing. And, you know, but all it takes is one simple vote. They walk out after the first orientation, you tell them all the rules and this is the way it has to be. All it takes is a 10th grader. Goes over to 9th grader and says, yeah, they told you the whole thing. I'm still here. Okay? Ich hab nicht zugestellt. I didn't apply myself what they want, and I'm here alive. That kills everything. The ganze drosche, the Rebbe could have said, listen, this is serious, and if you don't do it, it's over. All you need is one 10th grader to go, Atem Nitzav. Look, Ani Nitzav. This is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu did that. Those Kleisel, they got scared. Look, we're here 40 years in the Midbar. You're still here. Tepela. That can't be the message of Moshe Rabbeinu. Can't be that was Moshe's message. That, don't worry about it. So what was his message? What is his message? Andre will say that maybe it means when they said they weren't talking about themselves as individuals. They're saying the whole nation is going to be destroyed. Chas v'shalom. How Klal Yisrael going to survive? Moshe Rabbeinu said, don't worry. He didn't destroy you. Meaning, habi chastam l'makam. But Lamai said, there's still, Klai Yisrael as an am didn't get totally destroyed. And of l'mazaylam. Tzeyeshver. And then Moshe Rabbeinu starts talking about a bris. After he says, atam nitzovim, he says, v'lo yitchem levadchem anoy chikoy v'eses habris hazois, v'esol hazois, sheyesh nepoim anoy v'seshem. It's a little more than that. What is this bris that Moshe is talking about here? Torachayim HaKadosh, already at the beginning of the parasha, Pasuk Tes, he asked the question, Tzorich lodas kavonos maimer zeh. He says, what was this bris? Harei kfar nema le'el elu divrei abris. So what's this new bris? So he goes through the bris that there was the bris of Arvas Moya, which is really the Gemara in Soita Lamed Zayin. The Gemara in Soita talks about this. So Shtigul Shverar Achayim HaKadosh, he seems to say that the Eila Divrei Abris of the last parasha, that's the regular Arvas to ourselves, the regular Krisas Bris. And this week's parasha, that's the Arvas as an Am. But the difficulty is, if I'm sure the Eilim that learned Soita remembers, the Gemara in Soita Lamed Zayin. It's not like that. The Gemara in Soita seems to say last week's parasha, Eila Divrei Abris is, it's Arvas Moyev. So you have to know what the Arachayim HaKadosh means. But the others of the Arachayim HaKadosh, that the bris over here is Arvas Moyev. But then Moshe Rabbeinu says as follows. Pen yeshpochem, ish ha isho im ishpocho ishevet, asher lovo v'ipoina hayem im Hashem alikeinu. V'hoyo b'shomo yizdivri ha'ola hazois, v'zborach b'lvo v'ilem v'sholom yili. What's going on? What's Moshe Rabbeinu saying? V'hoya b'shoma yizdivrei ha'ola hazois v'hoya. What's that? L'chayri, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying here exactly what he just said. Atam nitzav mayim kuch. Habi chastam l'mokim. V'arei atam kayomim. So l'chayri, this chevrman that says, even after he hears the ha'ola hazois, he says, I'll be okay. L'chayri, what's he referring to? Atam nitzavim. He's saying like Moshe Rabbeinu said. What Moshe just said. What did Moshe Rabbeinu just say? He just told us, Habichastem l'mokim. You angered Hashem a lot. Faretem kayomim. Lo yosi mochem kliyah. So Yena guy is saying exactly Atem nitzavim, l'choira. Again, l'choira. He's saying Atem nitzavim. Sholem yili. Zok Moshe Rabbeinu lo yoyve Hashem selo yachloi. Don't make such a stupid mistake. Hashem will not want to forgive him. Yes, anaf Hashem. Yes, an loshen oshen. Yes, anaf Hashem. V'kinosoi bo yishahu. V'rovtza bo yikola klola. Kola ola aksuva b'sefer hazeh. U'mocha Hashem eshmoy mitachas Hashemoy. Wow. Starker. We're back to Kisov. So we have the 98 klolos that Moshe Rabbeinu told us in Parshas Kisov. And then we have Atem Nisov. Sounds to say, don't worry. Then we have Penyeish Pochem. Der Ish Echot. Oy Mishpoch Oy Shevet. That he's saying Atem Nisov. He's saying, I'll be okay. I'm not worried. So Moshe Rabbeinu, don't be a fool. Puts you back into Hariku Pnei. What's going on? It's like we're going here in circles. What's the other side? This week's parasha, very befitting before Rosh Hashanah. It also has, according to most of the Rishonim, the mitzvah of tshuva. The Rishonim will count tshuva as a mitzvah, as a separate mitzvah. They bring the pasuk in this week's parasha, Perek Lamed, pasuk Yud Aleph, Ki haMitzvah Azois, Asher Anoichi Mitzavcha Hayoyim Lo Nifleisim Imcha V'Loi Rechoykei. Ki Kor Ve'Lech Adover Moed, Beficho B'Vovcha Lasez. As I said. So the Ramban, says that this is the mitzvah of tshuva. He says, even though ki ha-mitzvah azo yisal kol ha-terekula, he says, it's true. But then the Ramban brings down that we're talking about here the mitzvah of tshuva. Aval ha-mitzvah azo yisal ha-tshuva niskel. Ha-shevo yisal levavecho, v'shavto ha-shem alikecho. Mitzvah, she-yitzavo yisonu lasa yiskein v'nemro. So now he says a question like this. He says, it already said in last week's parasha, and it says it in Kama Mekoymas, that he says, so the mitzvah is really said, he calls it Beloshon Beinoni. That's the Loshon of the Ramban. He says, V'nemra delosh Beloshon HaBeinoni. What does he mean by Beinoni? Beinoni usually means parva, average, medium. The Ramban is saying it's not a Loshon Sivui. When he says Beinoni, he's saying as a mitzvah. It doesn't say Fa'ato Toshuv. You have to return. It says Fishafta, you will. So you should know that the Rambam, Taka, we spent a lot of weeks with the Chabur El Yoyne, we were learning about this, the Rambam in Ilchos Tshuva. The Rambam Taka doesn't bring this pasuk. The Rambam in Ilchos Tshuva doesn't bring this pasuk, this obvious pasuk that the other Rishonim bring, v'shavto. The Ramban brings a zaytik pasuk, a pasuk from Parshas Nosay, from Vidi, by Sham Gzeilus, doesn't bring this. And the Ramban Bechlal, when he addresses tshuva, he doesn't talk about this, addresses it as Vidi. We're not doing this now, we're not going to the Ramban Melchos Tshuva now. But the Ramban is malamayim from this. So one of the many pirushim in Rambam, why taka did the Rambam not use the obvious mocker? It's an obvious mocker, for shaftas. The Rambam jumps to vidui by Hashem gzeilas. It's the obvious mocker, the shafta. Why did the Rambam use this? The Ramban taka uses it. What? So one of the mahalchim to answer the Rambam is found in the G'doyle Rosh Yeshiva, say this from Naftali Trop, Rebbe Tzal Zolti, Mishnas Yavitz, other Achroinim. They say that the pasuk of Vishavta, the pasuk that talks about Klai Yisrael doing tshuva, is a haftoch. It's a haftoch. It's not a commandment. It's a promise. Hashem is telling us, you will, you're going to do tshuva. It's a haftoch. That's why the Rambam didn't count it. Rebbe Tzal Zolt, that the Granat says also. Rebbe Tzal Zolt, he goes, noch weiter. Rebbe Tzal Zolt, he says, if you look at the Mishnas Yaivitz, in Hilchos Tshuva, by Yom Kippur, in his Sefer on Arachayim, Rebbe Tzal Zolt, he says, that he holds, that's why the Rambam didn't count the mitzvah of Tshuva as a mitzvah saseh, because since the mitzvahs HaTorah have to be Bechira, free will, anything which is Avtocha can't be a mitzvah. He says, that's kufa. Because it's a haftocha. Because in the words v'shafta, there's some kind of promise from Hashem, that can't be a commandment. Because all the mitzvahs are bechira. The haftocha alone makes that it's not a commandment. The Mishnas Yaivitz is, I recommend it for every Ben Torah. It's a gewaltige sefer. B'tzal Zolti, every svar is knakadik, B'tzal Zolti. I remember when I got smicha from Rav Yitzchak, Yitzchak Kulitz was mamisha, also the Rav of Yishalayim, after B'tzal Zolti. Rav Yitzchak Kulitz, so he used to talk about B'tzal Zolti. Every svar from B'tzal Zolti given mosai kidvash. That's what Rav Yitzchak Kulitz told me. And Rav Yashiv, I heard, was also a chava with Rav Tzal Zolt. He said, "Alle seine Sforsam given gut." They were all good. There was not a krumma sforsam. His Torah was. And then, as I heard from all these gedolim, how they were machshiv Rav Tzal Zolti. So I went through the Sefer because of that. I went through the Mishnas Yavitz because of that. He says, it's taka. Doesn't need askome once the gedolim say it. But then I heard a story, and the taka makes sense that Rav Levine, Zecher Tzadik Levroche, Rabbi Ari Levine's son, Fall, they wanted to make him Rav of Yerushalayim. He was one of the candidates. And they were pressuring him to take the position, to be Rabbi Ari Levine's son, and he was an Adam Godel. They were pressuring him to take the position. He said, he's not taking it till he sees who else is on the, if he doesn't, who's on the list. As soon as he saw Rabbi Tzal Zolti, I'm not taking it. He refused to take it. They asked him why. Duh. So he says, I'll tell you. He says, my father, Alav HaShalom, Rebaria, he says, he told him a story that when he was walking in one of the Simtois, the narrow streets of Yerushalayim, it was already late at night, I think he said it was midnight, he saw an old lady. Old lady, she turns out she wasn't so old, she was just a Tzibroch and a Froy. She was frail. She was sewing socks. You know when you have holes, right? Who would think today of sewing socks? We're living in a different world today. Yeshiva Bachamon of Shoch. You keep it good the way it is. And those people that care, you put in the garbage. Sewing socks. We don't understand such a musik today. But then it seems there was a, you can make a couple of gurot from sewing socks. And he saw an old lady. And again, it turned out she wasn't old, she was in the 40s, but she looked Nebuchadnezzar, and she was sitting there sewing socks. And Rabbi Arya Levine saw, he was an unbelievable Baal Stoker, Baal Chesed. He saw this woman, Pasha Rachmanis, old, late at night, she said. He offered to help her. She said, no, this is her most precious malach. He said, my husband died, I'm an almona. When the deep piastel, with these couple of cents that I make from sewing socks, I paid him a lamed of my son. This was Rabbi Tzal Zolti's mother. And Rabbi Arya Levine said on him, Muftachani, I don't know who this kid is. Sheyia Godel B'Yisrael. Adosa de mame. This is the mother. His kid is going to be a giant. That's Rabbi Tzal Zolti's mother. So Memela, Rabbi Fol Levine heard that Rabbi Tzal Zolti is one of the candidates. He's not taking the job. He refused. And Taka B'tzal Zolti became the Rav of Yerushalayim. But anyway, so B'tzal Zolti held that because it's Avtocha, that's good for why the Rambam didn't count it al-Samitz. I'll say it to you. The Ramban uses this svara, Bezalel's all he's saying, but it doesn't bother the Ramban. The Ramban is strange, right? The Ramban says, "V'nemra b'loshin abeinuni l'rames b'haftocha ki osir adov liyoske." The Ramban bavarns, right? What Rabbi Tzal's Olti says. Because he says, why didn't the Taka, why isn't Shuva written in the Torah as a commandment, a starker commandment, you have to do it? Because it's Haftochatu. See, if it's Haftochataka, what do we do with the Kasha, Rabbi Tzal's Olti? Fregut, Rabbi Tzal's Olti is asking. Haftochen Sivri Segetnisht. The Ramban is saying, yeah, that's why the Lashon is not such a... But the Maaseh Ramban is saying it's a mitzvah of tshuva. It's a tachat tshuva. But the Ramban is saying that he's acknowledging that the Torah didn't say it in the same commanding expression because there's also a haftocha that Klai is all going to do tshuva. It's a haftocha. Therefore, it's a Lashon Beinoni. How do we merge those two concepts? It's a haftocha. It's a tzivui. How do you attack it? L'chur b'tzal sholti gerecht. L'chur is right. No, you can't have those two. So I want to share with you an idea. I heard this idea pshat in the sugi in Rosh Hashanah b'shem Reb Chaim Volozhiner. And it very much stems with a maisa that I heard over from a barrel of wine, Zecheinu Levroche, what he heard from his shver. A barrel of wine is a very, I had a lot of course at Tevton. It was my first job in a yeshiva. It was by barrel of wine. That was my first, I got the shteller in the shul, and I taught by him in Beis Medrash. It was my first job. So, and I used to give his shir too, because he was traveled a lot, so I used to give his shir, and I had a shteller there in Beis Medrash. Not only that, when I started the yeshiva, David Yosef remembers, he was from that Chabura, that first Chabura. You learned with me in Shari Torah. This is 35 years ago. So not only he was metamach me, I took boys. I would never take boys from another yeshiva, Chas V'Shal. I went to him and I said, that whole clan, that older group of David Yosef and Lupin and Torsky, those were that original group. They were actually Chaim Berlin before that, but then they were in Shari Torah's Beis Medrash. I don't know how they got there, but that's where they were. And they learned by me over there. And they, when I started, they wanted to come with me. I wouldn't do it. I said, I'm not doing that. So Beryl Wine heard this. He heard that. He called me. He said, Rabbi Tzal, they're going to do better by you. And really, it was his whole... This group was pretty much his whole older oilum. They're going to do better by you. I want you to take them. I want you to take them. So I have a lot of course I served him. He was also a very unique person. He was an American rabbi. But he had a flavor from the European Rabbanim also. His father was a Talmud of Shemishkab. And he gave the American, what you would call today, the young Israel oilam, he gave them a little bit of a lachluchis. He wasn't a Europeisha at all. He's American. But he gave them a Europeisha. So his shver, Reb Lezer Levine, who was a Rav in Detroit, was a Talmud Muvik of the Chofetz Chaim. Talmud Muvik of the Chofetz Chaim. So he said over something, a maise from his shver, from the Chofetz Chaim. Which very much connects to what I want to tell you now. It also fits what I heard from Rav Pupko Zatzal, who was also a Talmud Muvik of the Chofetz Chaim. So Vaisdachoy is thus given by the Chofetz Chaim standard. Rav Chaim Volozhiner is oimid that the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, Barbo Prokam Oilam Nidoin, famous Mishnah, Taf Tazayin, and then it says that in Rosh Hashanah, Kol Bayoilam Evram Lefonov Kivnei Morin. Rosh Hashanah, we all go. And the Gemara explains what is the Kivnei Moroin, what does it mean? There's different pshatim, k'chayolish shalbeis David, or like aliyas tevei Moroin. Basically, the concept is one by one. like Maisa Behema. One by one by one, basically, L'chaira, the point is, nobody could get away. Don't think you're going to be, you know, you'll get swallowed up, they'll forget about you. The Eibishter gets every guy, every person is judged individually, Beryl, Shmeryl. Don't think you're going to be studied. You are going to be, the Eibishter is going to learn you, Be'in. You, Beryl, the Baruch Hashem is going to go through your sugya, Be'in. Right? Your sugya, Be'in. But then, the Gemara says, V'kulam niskorim b'skira achas. It's all one shot. It's a fakerta message. So what? Avad is da kama v'kama ifanim. I heard a Moir Dik Pshat b'shem Reb Chaim Volozhiner. I heard it many times. I think the first time I heard it was from Reb Yankovin. From Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Reb Chaim Volozhiner, Gevalde Gevot. He said like this, the emes is, it's up to you. It's up to you. If you have an achrayus to the tzibur, you don't just live your life stamazay, you feel an achrayus. Is the Eibishter is tzadik v'yosher, or kelem unu v'novel? The Eibishter looks at all the people that get affected from you. So if you're a person that's a bal achrayus, the Eibishter, when he judges you, he doesn't judge you as you. It's a tzibul. You affect Klal Yisrael. You're not you. In the name of Hosta Demaila von Skir Achas. If you are on your own, Shalom Aleinu, I worry about myself. Good, Demolz is Kivnei Mora. Demolz is, the Eibishter looks at you as an individual. And you can only be Oymed Bedin as an individual. No, only as an individual. The Leket Yoshe, the Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshen, says that's the whole idea, Takash, of Ein Tfilis Musafim Ela Bechever Ir. He says he heard from the Trumas Hadeshen that Rosh Hashanah, the Musik of Ein Tfilis Musafim Ela Bechever Ir, Tki Al Seder HaBrochas, the special Ritzui is only Shayach if it's the Tzibur Kum to the Rabbani Shalal. Al Tze Yochid, you don't have that Milo. That's why there's no union of Tki Al Seder HaBrochas Be Yochid. Only Betzibur. Only Tzibur has that Ritzui, that special Ritzui. So Reb Lezer Levine, Rabbi Wein, said from Reb Lezer, from his Shver, Reb Lezer Levine, and Reb Pupko told me Kimat the same thing. Not exactly. He said the Chofetz Chaim was a mysterious person, right? We don't understand the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim was never a leader. Could you imagine? Officially. What do you mean leader? He was the Malik of Gantz Klal Yisrael. Kimat never had a position. He was a very short time, he was a Rav in Radin. Do you know that? He wasn't a Rav. He wasn't a Rosh Yeshiva. His own yeshiva, he wasn't a Rosh Yeshiva. Yeshiva's Radin. Chofetz Chaim was not the Rosh Yeshiva of Radin. He wasn't a Rosh Yeshiva of Radin. He wasn't Mashgiach of Radin. He was Radin. He was no position. What's made this? He's a mysterious person, the Chofetz Chaim. Mysterious person. Rav Pupko told me that when people would ask him, you know, what he does, he says, I sell books. I'm a book salesman. Chofetz Chaim, I'm a book salesman. This is the Chofetz Chaim. Then he started a koil in Radin to learn Kachim. And they called him for a short kufa Rosh Koyl of Radin, and he was Moicha Barabim. Rav Pupko told me he came into Beis Medrash. He said, I heard that they're calling me the Rosh Koyl of the Kachim Koyl in Radin. Ich bin nicht the Rosh Koyl. Ich bin the Schnorrel von the Geld was mit Zolze. I'm not the Rosh Koyl. Refuse the title. He's a mysterious person. They started a yeshiva, and he wasn't a yeshiva of the yeshiva. And it wasn't because he couldn't be the Rosh Yeshiva. It's going to go to Lador. So Reb Lezer Levine said that it was Tzayim Gedalia. He comes into Beis Medrash in Rad the day after Rosh Hashanah. Ich will redden Fader Bocher. He was like, that was a Chiddush. Chaim will redden Fader Bocher. Okay. He gets up. He talks about a little shtetl that was a couple of miles away from Radin, unknown shtetl. There were a lot of these little shtetlach. Rabbi Yankov told me that these shtetlach, you cannot imagine the amaratzes. Some of these little shtetlach, you cannot imagine the amaratzes. He said the American rabbis that barely knew anything in America, the ones that were born here, and they took rabbanu shtetlach, they then in go'oinim for what these shtetlach look like. The shtetlach were mamish, some of them, they didn't, barely they could read. They could read, that's it. But they knew nothing. Rabbi Mordechai Kamenetsky, Rabbi Yankov's uncle, told me, this was a new story to me. He said, I'm going to tell you a story that you don't know about my Zed. I said, Lavdavka. Lavdavka, you could tell me a story I don't know. He said, this one I think you don't know. We were both in the airport. We were both taking our daughters to go to seminary. They're in Eretz Yisrael. He said, I'm going to tell you my, and Itaka never heard the story. He said, Rabbi Yankov told him that he had a balabos in Sitzvein. Sitzvein was such a shtetl. Amaratzes that you can't even imagine. You can't imagine. So, Rabbi Yankov said, Achever Mishnayis? No shaychas. No shaychas to Mishnayis. Rabbi Mordechai Kamenetsky told me that his Zayda, he heard it straight from his Zayda, Rabbi Yankov. So Rabbi Yankov told him, he had a balabos there in Sitzvein, and the guy ran into money. He got a Yerusha, whatever. In Sitzvein, they were all poor also. He got money. So he comes to talk to Rabbi Yankov. He says, I have to talk to you privately. Okay, so he goes in the corner. He tells Rabbi Yankov, you know, I got the Yerusha, I baruch Hashem, yetz b'necha, gevir shemensh. I want special matzahs for Pesach. Special. Rabbi Yankov said, Yechob nishkin special matzahs. The matzahs I get for the balabatim are the same ones that I use for myself. The balabos says, no, please, I want the, please, I'm begging the rov. Give me the special matzahs. He says, he takes Rabbi Yankov further in the corner, like he has to tell mamish a secret that nobody in the world could hear. The matzah with the blood in it. Can you imagine that matzah? He taka thought there's blood in the matzah. To give you an idea how ignorant. Right? Is there anybody in the world today that's so ignorant? A hippie that goes to the Kaisel is trying to think about Judaism. There's no blood in the matzahs. That was the amaratzahs. Amaratzahs, shematzahs. So Chavetz Chaim got up and he said, one of these shtetlach he said, they have a mikveh. And the Chavetz Chaim said that even though the mikveh was built by Erlich Yidden, it halt as the mikveh is nish kosher. I hold the mikveh is not kosher. And I tried to encourage them. I was in the city for some reason. He looked at the mikveh. I tried to encourage them that they have to build a new mikveh. It's chai v'krisis. Chai v'krisis. A woman not to go to the mikveh. It's chai v'krisis. I said, that I have to have a mikveh. And they weren't. They weren't makabel. So if there's anybody here, he said exactly where the shtetl is. If there's anybody here in the yeshiva that can be mashpia, that has a koyov, as what a koyov was ken redden, you should go there. The chaser se made shuva, you should go there, the shtetl, you could walk there, and be mashpia. Be mashpia on them. Doesn't give them the Chofetz Chaim Zorosh. So Reb Lezer Levine said that there was a bacher in Radin that went over to Chofetz Chaim after he finished this, and he had a kasha, they were learning Bava Kameh. He had a kash on the toises. He went over Chavetz Chaim. Arum Geret. Chavetz Chaim told him pshat and toises. And the bacher is walking to go away. He tells the bacher, Ich seh du kennst Ren. I see you have a dostacha geschmackheit. So you're going to go, what I just said? I said to go to the city over there to talk to him about building a mikveh. Ich darf lernen. I have to learn. The Chofetz Chaim spat on the floor and said, Feh fa deine toisvis. Yeah? Feh fa deine toisvis. Unbelievable. Hard to believe such a mice. Hard to believe. Rav Pupko said that, he told me, that any Talmud in Ran that didn't feel an arvus, fayenet Yerushalayim, Chofetz Chaim and Ishkat can shavis for them. They had no shavis for such a thing. But I couldn't believe such a lashon. Fair. Obviously, why did he talk so stark to this boy? Because I just said that that's the avoider of now. It's aseres. Those are the avoider. Go to this city. It's a shail of chayvi krisis. Mamish to be perished them from chet. And you could do it. And you tell me you're busy with toisves. Fair of time toisves. Unbelievable. As I lashon. I was taken aback by the lashon. But that's how far he went. So Chaim Volozhin is saying that somebody who feels an arvus, you see another guy in Beis Medrash, he's battling, he's not being matzliach and learning it, and you don't feel an achrayus, then Hashem judges you as a yochid. If you walk into Beis Medrash and you feel an achrayus for the guy next to you, Hashem doesn't judge you as a yochid. He judges you with you. It's an unbelievable thing. I was thinking, is the Chzeya Poshet. Chzeya Poshet. What's the Pshat? The Pshat is Azay. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael. Sidah Shlissel. There's a key. Klal Yisrael, after they heard of the 98 Klolos, they said, Mi Yuchel Lamed Beila, who could withstand? Who could survive? Mi Yuchel Lamed Beila, who could withstand it? Moshe Rabbeinu told him there's a way to do it. If it's kulchem, if it's la'overcho b'vriz Hashem alikecha zokter rechaim ha-kodesh, v'zokter rechaim ha-kodesh. He's saying, what's Hashem telling, what's Moshe telling us here? Zokter rechaim v'nire, ki kavonas b'vriz hazeh, hu lachnisom ba'arvu zeh zeh, she'ishtadel kol echot ba'ad chavego, ilival yavo pi Hashem, v'yunitfosim zeh bozeh. That means Moshe in Parshas Nitzavim says the Rechaim HaKadosh is telling us you're being mishabed yourself. Mamish liyos nitfosim zebazeh. Oy bazoi! There's no clear. Yukash of mi yuchal lamoy be'ele. You're right! As a yochid. Fair of taina toisves. If you don't feel our arvas for Klal Yisrael. Yen is doing chayvi krisis and it's okay, I want to know what's mitzvah bo bavera. I want to know if Oinshim Momin Minadin by Bor, with the Gedor Mazik of Bor, but Yenikhen Tun Chai Vikrisis, and Shalom Alay Nafshi. Zok the Posuk, Pen Yeish Pochem, Isha Isha Mishpocha Yishever Hashem Uvavoy Poine. Sholem Yeli! I'm not taking the Arvas. The Rav Saboy Kolo Olak Suva Besevra. Yemolz, the whole Ol is going to be on you. Because then you're a Yochid. Then you talk right. Mi yuchal lamoid beile. Mi yuchal lamoid beile. Al tzei yochid. Mi yuchal lamoid beile. Who could withstand? The key is to feel achrayus, a shibut to the tzibur. You don't have to go out to who knows where. You can just look in the Beis Medrash and feel achrayus to other people. You don't have to walk around to the airport and put on tefillin people. You have in your Beis Medrash. You feel achrayus. Feel a shibut to other people, not shalom alay nafshi. That's the yisoid. That's the message. I was thinking, oy bazoi, a mensch, Chazal tell us that somebody who's mizakes achirim is ein chet boli yodai. The shulte gibberim says, what do you mean ein chet boli yodai? Ein tzadik boretz ashol yasa toiv lo yechto. Ein chet boli yodai means it doesn't stay by him. Boli yodai, it's a blight dish by him. A mezakeh sarabim has a special siyata d'shmaya. That the chet doesn't stay to him. There's a losh in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Histakel b'shloish advon v'einat boli de'avera. Me'ayim bosa lo antayilch v'ne'imiyat osa lidin v'chesh. So I heard from Shalom Shadron, Rav Chatzkel Sarna said, what do you mean? People are mistakel b'shloish advon. Ain't chet, you never do a chet. So he said, mamish this word, Chatzkel Sarna. Chatzkel Sarna said, that there's the concept of histakel b'shloish advarim ve'inata bo lidei avera means the avera halter on. You're prisoner to the avera. You're locked to the avera. You're chained to the avera. You're stuck. Histakel b'shloish advarim They ain't not a boli deaver. You're not a captive. Hamizakes harabim ain't chet boli yodoi. He has a siyata d'shmai. He'll get rid of the chet. Kemin zogim. The hemshach of the parsha is that taka. If it's atem nitzovim kulchem. If it's bris Hashem lekechem. If you have avos moyev. Yemul zedot taka haftochem v'shavtad Hashem lekech. How is it a tzivui? Because al ziyochid avadi dot tzivui for tshuva without avtoch. But if you're an orif for other people, Yemul Sidor Avtocha, that's the Lashon Beinoni of the Ramban. That Hashem Davka said it in such a way that it's almost like you're guaranteed you'll do tshuva. Right? Kol HaMezakeh Sarab HaMein Chepo Liyodah. You have a special Siyata Deshmai. The Abish is going to pull you back. That's why it says it in Lashon Beinoni. For I asked you a kasher, but Sal Zolti, Mimonoshoch. If it's a Avtocha, how is it a tzivui? The Teretz is. The Haftocha said, this Haftocha Mezakeh Sarab HaMein Chepo Liyodah Itak. You're not going to be, you'll be able to get rid of the chet. There's Haftocha from the Ribono Shel Olam. Al Tzayochid is a Tzivui of Tshuva. And that's the Lashon Beinoni. So we go into Rosh Hashanah now, together with all the other things we have to work on. We should mekabel on ourselves. We're not going to learn in a bubble. We're going to be in Beis Medrash. We're going to feel Yeshiva is the best place to fear Reis Arvas. I had a Talmud years ago, he told me he has a tremendous thirst to be Makar of Rechaikim. He wants to go, he wants to go there, he wants to go here, he wants to... You have to go nowhere. It's a Chabbis Medrash. Bechazik other people. There's two ways to go through the year. One is yourself and one is others. It's a different under of all. I told this to a guy last year, he was talking to me about Night Seder Matzah Shabbos. For some reason that created a tremendous mental... A lot of people got mentally ill from it. For this hour Matzah Shabbos, they got mental, some went into depressions and this and that. They needed to be medicated. Sach HaKol, so it's an hour a week Matzah Shabbos. But Rebbe, I'm telling you, it's destroying my life. Anyways, Takar Rachmonis. So I told the guy, think about the tzibur. I said the yeshiva then was now ready, everybody's on board with it. But when it first started... So every guy that doesn't come is affecting other people. You're trying to start a new learning program, and all you need is four guys to go. This is crazy. This is like, I'm losing my sanity from it. My whole life changed. Rebbe, I'm depressed. I had a guy told me I'm depressed the whole week because of it. I said, Rebbe, you need medication. Forget Night Seder Matzah Shabbos. Stop eating medication. An hour Seder Matzah Shabbos makes you depressed the whole week, how are you going to go through life? There are a lot more depressing things in life than an hour say to Matzah Shabbos. So if that is destroying you, then you're severely ill. You need to get cured. Stop, I'm worried about you. Forget Night Seder Matzah Shabbos, forget about that. I'm worried about your health and well-being. How are you going to have a family? There's a lot bigger challenges than an hour Matzah Shabbos Seder. If you tell me, Rebbe, I don't like it, I'd rather... I hear that we could talk about. If you tell me, it makes you depressed the whole week. But if you're... You wouldn't even think about it if your thought process was, you know what, I'm not here for myself. The yeshiva is making a night sitting. And every cheshbon is like that. You know how many guys tell me, Rebbe, for me it works out better to daven shachris either very early or very late. Learn late and daven. That's your thinking, shalom b'shrivus li b'elech. That means you're thinking, what's best for me? What's best for my learning? What's best for me as a yochid? That shouldn't be your calculus. Avada, you have to steig yourself. Avada. Or b'medav gain from atem nitzav mayim kulchem. I want you to know there's one other hayoim. It's very late, but there's one other hayoim, which is also Rosh Hashanah, and that's by the Isha, Shunamis, and Elisha. And over there, it's the same message from Chazal. The halacha is on Rosh Hashanah, we don't ask for any bakoshas. Amod n'maisen. Zeh ha'yom tchilas ma'asecha. We don't ask for any bakoshas in the davening. Think about it. We don't ask for any personal bakoshas. We ask. V'sim loich. Ten kovid la'amecho. Avade, we ask. We don't ask personal bakoshas. We don't have even a regular shema. You'd think this should be the longest shema esrei of the whole year. It should have 50 brachas of bakoshas. There should be 50 brachas of asking. Rosh Hashanah, there's not one bakoshas yochid in tefillah. The tefillah doesn't have one personal request. It's a mod the mice. From who comes this? Rabbi said the mocker is a zoyer hakodesh. The mocker is a zoyer. The zoyer is by the Isha Shunamis. When the Isha Shunamis went to Elisha, Tosi given Rosh Hashanah. When Erzog Tolten, the zoyer says, what did she say? Maloch ledaber el ha-melech. Says the zoyer, well, who's the melech? El ha-melech. The melech is the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Elisha was asking this woman, what do you need from God? What do you need from Hashem? What was her response? Besoich ami ani anoichi yeshevez. Says the Zohar, you don't ask for bakoshes yochad and Rosh Hashanah. Besoich ami anoichi yeshevez. Lefid vorenu duch givaldik. The best thing we could do for ourselves is to focus on Klal Yisrael. That's the best way to ask for all of our bakoshes. The best way to ask for all of our bakoshes is we're part of Klal Yisrael. Those are the best answer. And that's why whatever bakoshes we have on Rosh Hashanah is all tzibur dike bakoshes. Not as a yochid. We don't come as an individual. We come as a skir achas. It's ma'al zeiches ein tzak, si vich simetei v'agut yo.
So I have to go up here. It doesn't work out. We've been with him over 40 years. I got to pull this.